absolutely fantastic. Great credit goes to the lads. You know, they fought from start to finish. They were not leaving today a beaten team. Simple as that.
Is it that simple though? They were just that determined. There was no way they were going to leave the door today without the cup.
Yeah, look, we had a meeting the other night and with the players and what have you. And there's one thing that you know, there's one goal that we set for ourselves. But we were coming down to Cork here today, and there was no way we were leaving without that cup this evening.
We talked about spirit, and you know, to see Willie John Daly up there with the players, just amazing scenes at the end of the game.
Yeah, like Willie John came down to us a couple of times, you know, over the last couple of weeks. Fantastic man in his day, a legend, and you know, I know the likes of this and a lot of other past GAA players from Carrick. This meant everything to him, so I'm delighted for all the supporters.
We were saying in the press that you were going to treat this final like just another game. Is that how you went into this final today?
I'd have to say, before the game today, when we met up, it was the most relaxed the team had been all year. So I got a great insight to it, and I was delighted coming down the bus, because every fella, it looked like they were nearly going to a challenge game today.
Yeah.
It was all relaxed. They were chitty chatting. There was no nerves, and it proved today that you know the things went right.
You conceded the goal in the first half, but you didn't panic. Just kept plugging away. Kept the scoreboard ticking over.
Yeah, like that's our big thing, that if any team scores against us, that we want to come back right back down again and score again and just cancel it out as in a score. So in fairness to the team, we don't panic anymore. There was a time when they used to panic, what have you, but that's gone now, and we'd say for every score we concede, we go back down and get another one. Yeah.
Some fantastic performances today, and Noel Furlong, not just today, but for the whole season, has been outstanding.
Look, to mention one guy would be unfair, but Noel has been absolutely outstanding. A complete and utter leader on and off the field. Himself, Niall Mack, two fantastic, you know, players. They're two of the older players on the team, and to be honest, I expect that. I expect that performance, you know, from players like that.
Yeah, you mentioned Niall Mack. There are 2 points there in the second half under pressure. You know, man of the match performance again, brilliant.
Yeah, look, Niall Mack, I'd have to say, probably, to me, looking at Cork Championship games this year, the best club hurler that I've seen in the county this year, without a shadow of a doubt.
And your bench pillar part as well, Sean O'Farrell coming off the bench and getting a superb point there at the end.
I was absolutely delighted for Sean Eval, fellas, because, you know, he didn't come on the last day, but I knew with the heavier conditions today it would kind of suit him, what have you. So when I got the opportunity to bring him in, I brought him in, and look, he got a point straight away, and I'm delighted for the man, absolutely delighted.
Yeah, fantastic scenes, you know, emotional scenes. There's lads with tears in their eyes around the place today. Just what does it mean? Can you put into words what it means for Carrick today?
I actually can't, but all I can say, it absolutely means everything to him. I know from, you know, from being in the club for the last year and a half, hurling is a way of life, and the whole community revolves around the GAA club up there.
And I suppose you'd like to give special thanks to your selection committee as well today.
Absolutely fantastic. You know, I've the guys with me, the likes of Tom O'Brien, Sean, Shania, and Paul and all the lads, absolutely fantastic. You know, look, without them, you know, this wouldn't be possible.
And looking forward now to a Munster club competition as well, James.
Yeah, like we've Munster club, I think, in a month's time now. To be honest, I didn't even look at even when the draws were for the Munster club. I was concentrating on this game and this game only, as the players are the same way. But yeah, we've a Munster club championship now coming up, and look, we'll prepare for that again, and we'll have a right crack off that again.